The intro song today is because I was supposed to be halfway around the world today, but life happens and we deal with it. So here we go. It is time for another episode of the Arsenal of Freedom Show podcast. I am your host, Jake Reed, and today is 4/11/2024. Recording one of those rare Sunday episodes because I have things to do tomorrow, so you'll actually be hearing this on
4/11/2024.
And so, as a programmer, we use the Solid principles pretty much every day of our lives. Whether we're a project manager or a low-level, you know, junior developer that I've been before, because I've been a developer for going on 13 years now. So it's a good episode for the five Solid principles, S-O-L-I-D. And before we get into that, let's go ahead and take care of some housekeeping for the podcast. Today's affiliate of the day is 3-Fit Theory. And I've talked about this in episode 1 of the podcast, so if you want to listen to that, go back and listen to it. But they make some of the greatest t-shirts I've ever worn. And I'm actually wearing one right now, come to think of it. So I only recommend items that either I've used or are really, really high quality for the money. So usually I end up buying them and vetting them first. But today, this is one that I actually have bought and am wearing, which ironically violates one of the principles in programming called DRY, and we'll talk about that. Basically, don't repeat yourself, but for marketing purposes, we do have to repeat ourselves. Reverse sponsor of the day is what I do when I send you to a charity, and I'm not going to talk much about it, but today is going to be Sunshine Acres, and you can check them out at sunshineacres.org. Links will be in the show notes. So first off, what is programming? Well, programming in the context of computer programming is a way to put words and math symbols into binary code, zeros and ones. And it's a lot more complicated than that, but you have to start from the ground up. The next layer is machine language, which are things like assembly language, where you have hexadecimal codes and things like that. Then you get up to a higher level of functional programming, which is probably where most people really want to start. It's essentially a top-down to-do list, collections of mathematics and descriptions of objects. And then that leads me to, what is an object? An object is a data representation of a real-life object. Okay, so now that we have the basics down really quickly, and you can use any language you want. I'm fluent in C#, and C++, any of the C-based languages, essentially. But there's Python, there's Ruby on Rails, there's what's hot, the new hotness right now is React and Angular. That would be a front-end programming language, something that you build your GUI or your graphical user interface with. But digging deeper, we're going to talk about the Solid principles. And these were principles created by Uncle Bob Martin, and that's what we call him in the industry. Links to the show notes and some of his books, because he's a very prolific author, and I don't exactly know which books I'm going to link in the actual show notes. So an object is a collection of data that represent something physical in the real world. Think of a race car, has a tire with some rotation, different properties. So how do we take these objects and design them properly? That's what Solid is. Going down the list, it's single responsibility. Each object should have one responsibility. So say it's a doorknob. It should only be a doorknob in code. In real life, you might use a doorknob as an anchor, like a boat anchor. And for the open-closed principle, the code is open to extensions but closed to modifications. So I think of like a refrigerator that can have a freezer attached to it, but the freezer can only be a freezer and the refrigerator can only be a refrigerator. You only want to modify code in existence. You can't add to it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be that. So we have these things called APIs, application programming interfaces, and those
are what you use to contact a website, basically. Next, we have Liskov substitution. An object parent can also be treated as a child. So think about a race car, which is also a palindrome, that can also be treated as just a car, just a regular car. Then we have interface segregation, objects that can interface with each other through a common set of parameters. Finally, we have dependency inversion. Instead of an object being told what to do, the object asks for what it needs when it runs. And then I'd like to get into my four principles. I have four principles that I'd like to add to both software engineering and life. The immutability principle. These are things that cannot be changed. Bitcoin is also known as a blockchain algorithm. It's a good example of something that can't change ever. You can't go back and reverse it. You can't reverse a car crash. You can maybe fix a car crash or clean up the mess, but you're not going to be able to undo it. Next is the indelibility principle. Things that are stuck but can be changed with use of energy or force. So we talk about swales on the show. And a swale is a permanent marker. It's like a permanent marker. It is something that is there, but you can undo it with a lot of energy. Next, we have the intrepid principle. These are things that are resilient and perseverant. A flexible piece of fiberglass would be a good example of the intrepid principle, or fiber optics. And then here's one of my favorites, is the interoperability principle. Things should interact with each other on the edge effect. So smart devices should be able to work together. People of a country should be able to interact with each other without being tightly coupled. So I don't need to know what Bob does down the road, but if I walk over to Bob and hand him a basket of apples, he should be able to hand me a basket of pears if Bob grows pears. And when it comes to smart devices, we use things like USB-C, which is the new universal standard. You just plug it in and it works. But it is not that object. It is another object. And then American roads is another good example. You can drive on the highway with just about any vehicle, but certain roads are wide enough for big rigs, and certain roads are not. So that's the interoperability principle, sort of described in this way. And a lot of government agencies use this. Different courts will talk to, the Department of Veterans Affairs will talk to a court if there's a pending case or something like that.
And I kind of want to wrap up here with some final thoughts on all of this, because I just went through a bunch of technical jargon, but your life is a lot like programming. You're speaking it into being on a daily basis. So take those principles and follow some of the links that I've shared over the past few days to past few weeks, and take it, make it your own, and make it a great day.